Well then, how's the genocide games going? Or let's call it the genocide agenda. Well, let's have a look at a few steps that have to be taken before step five, the execution, can be, organised. So we've got step one, which was the planned agenda. And this planned agenda goes back a long time. Let's have a look at some of these. Let's have a look at some of these signs, because I think that's really important. People need to see these. See that? Look, Corona, interesting one, isn't it? You see that? It's not by chance, by the way. 666. It's not by chance. You see that? 5G, 5 points to the pentagram. So it's a five step. So the five steps are a planned agenda, the planned genocide. Step two, indoctrinate. What they have to do is get a lot of very, very indoctrinated individuals. It's quite important. All right, so we're talking about quite a number in the scientific community. Basically, the dummy ones, not the clever ones, the thick ones. They've got to get a number of very, very dim people in the scientific medical community to go along with this. Now, normally the very, very thick ones, or they've been caught doing something terrible and got let off with it. So there's a bit of a control over them. So that's part of the indoctrination. Doing as you're told, you know, people that put vaccinations in people. Let's have a look and see what's in these vaccinations. Where's this vaccinations? Look at that. Look at this. Tungsten. Now you see tungsten's quite an interesting material. Because not only is it a conductor. This is what's in your vaccinations, people. Boris the clown thinks that anti-vaxxers, there's something wrong with him. Well, I think there's something wrong with him. You only have to look at him, see there's something definitely wrong with him. If he doesn't know that this is in a vaccine, he's getting very badly advised, isn't he? These tungsten particulates, when I resonate and pulse modulate them, you know tungsten's in a light filament for a reason. It's a resistor, but it's also a conductor, and that will light you up. That's it there, the W, you see, these other bits. Quite interesting, isn't it? So you've got tungsten, aluminium, tungsten. Awful lot of tungsten there in a vaccination. And it's got no pharmacological reason to be there. None. Zero. Why do they want to put tungsten in a vaccine for? So we've got tungsten in a vaccine. Now that takes a lot of indoctrination. A lot of scientists stepping up now and starting to speak out. They start to realise this plan, this genocide agenda, start to come into play. So the next step, step three, terrorise the population. That's what we're starting to see. Terror. A lot of terror in people's eyes, walking around with masks on. Well, that mask's not going to protect you from that. All right? Will absolutely not protect you from that. All right? The biological effects, it won't protect you from the symptoms of radiation like these. That's all you've got to remember. You know, this is what the people are dying of. It's radiation-induced. Let's have another one. Radiation-induced pneumonia, pulmonary fibrosis. We've seen that in all the post-mortems. So, it's also an immune system suppression. All right. So, it leaves you wide open to all of this stuff. But one of the things that I want to tell people about, they've got a problem with the vaccines. This is the corona, or what they call it, the COVID scam vaccine. Obviously, they've had a bit of bother with it because obviously it's hospitalised quite a number of the people who've had the test where they've been experimented on. Silly people being experimented on. This just shows how indoctrinated these idiots are. It's unbelievable. Let's just have a look at this first and foremost, right? So the SEER, this is 900 megahertz radio frequency, growth rate of Klebsiella pneumoniae. That causes pneumonia, and it increases its intensity when you hit it with a 900 megahertz radio frequency. Now, Boris might think that there's no science behind that, and there's a lot of people who don't, but I mean, they're just pretty thick. The dummies. Let's have a look at what's happening in Glasgow. This is the kill grid for Glasgow, where Public Health England say that there's going to be no increase in radiation. Well, unfortunately, PHE, I can see it. It doesn't take a brain box to see the amount of radiation in that. I mean, do you need a degree for that? Do you need a degree? Sockyhole Street is going to be soaked in ionising radiation. Not non-ionising, by the way. That's just the spectrum this operates at. The EV values of this, it's ionising radiation. All of it. Kill everybody there. Now, we all know that ionising radiation causes cancer. So do they. So do we. That's why the mast that was outside the school, inside the school in America, there was 8 children got cancer there in a very short period of time. It's because it's ionising radiation. Do you see it? The levels of radiation off those masts are ionising. They're not non-ionising. That's just a smoker. That's just what the industry want to tell you, or your government lying organisations want to tell you. It's just another one of that little lies. Just another one. I like to tell quite a few. Boris is quite upset. Boris has basically made a bit of a fool of himself. He says people that don't want to get vaccinated were contaminated vaccinations. Something wrong with him. Well, there's obviously something very, very wrong with him. Because if you see this, I need people to look at this. Look, flu shots increase fivefold the risk of acute. What does that say there? Coronaviruses. And this is the BMJ. This is the BMJ telling you. So they're trying to organise your flu shot to increase so that you end up in a morgue. Well, they call them, what do they call them? Nightingale hospitals, basically just morgues. You end up in a morgue where you're bagged and tagged. No post-mortem, because what they don't want to do, if they do the post-mortem, what they'll find out. And that's why they don't want to do any post-mortems. Let's just have a little look here. You see, let's have a look. Oh, in pulmonary thrombosis and coagulation. Well, we know what causes that. We've already just showed everybody. It's Dr. Robert Young. Autopsy has shown the cause of death is caused by disseminated intravascular coagulation, pathological blood coagulation, not viral or from SARS. All right. That's the post-mortems. So that tells you all you need to know. So let's go back to step 4. They want you to trust them. They're looking for trust. They're terrorising the population looking for trust. And if they're failing to terrorise you, they're going to push more pressure on. Oh, and it causes high blood pressure. So they're trying to pour more pressure on by making people wear the masks. It doesn't make any sense, does it, anybody? But it does when you think about when they're trying to just terrorise and butter up and organise and divide and conquer divisiveness. It's why George Soros funds organisations like the BLM and others. It's all about divisive tactics. Do not fall into that trap. It's a trap. You'll die. If you want to die, just keep falling into their traps. They are past masters at it. So they will divide and conquer. That's that game. So step 5. Execution. So the genocide plan is in full play. And what we'll see is over the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to see massive, like billions I'm talking about here, you know. Everybody's under the impression there's not going to be a second wave. Believers, there's a second wave coming. They just turn that 5G up. And that's what they're doing. That's why they're fitting the transmitters as we speak. All right? There they are. Yeah. so everybody gets a look at them. That's them in the lights. Small transmitters in the lights. Everybody's seen some light at these, like the gated lights. 5G rollout. All right, so they're in the lights. They're at the end of the street. Large antenna systems. We've seen them in the cityscapes. Seen them all over as it happens. So just get organised. Get organised, because unfortunately, you're not going to last very much longer if you don't. So it's crucial that people start to get active, right? If you want to see this number again, this is for the US here. I did a UK one the last time. So the US, at the minute, are spending $637 billion. This is 2017. Got a population of 327 million. And by... oh, 225, population is going to be down to 100 million, and they'll only be spending 32 billion. Tell you what, the Chinese will eat them up for breakfast. And that's what the plan is, right? So, get this spread about, get it shared. Your life depends on it, I'm telling you.